Hello and welcome to the official Age of Empires stream. I'm Joe Holmes, community manager for the Age of Empires franchise.
Hello, and I'm Evangelos, Evan Teixeira. I work as community manager on the Age of Empires franchise.
And joining us, as always, from Vancouver, Canada, is Elliot Hong from Relic Entertainment. How are you, Elliot?
I'm great. I'm a blank screen right now.
There he is. Hey, all right. Hey, welcome, welcome. It is good to see you. We've got a lobby. About full here. I think we can get started. We got an RM, do a 2v2. You ready to rock, you guys?
Ready up, Elliot?
Sorry, it's me.
We're just waiting on Elliot. All right. So we are in Age of Empires Definitive Edition. Mixer.com/Age of Empires is the name of the lobby, as well as where we are streaming to. Also, Mixer.com/Relic Entertainment and Twitch.tv/Age of Empires. It's good to see you guys. It's good to have you guys in chat. Hello, hello, hello. We got T West in chat. We got Kershi in chat, too.
Welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a good Thursday.
We got Ice Blaze. How you doing? It is good to see you guys. If you guys were not able to get in, we did start like our game basically just like right on time, which I always love. But if you weren't able to get in,
sorry to interject. I'm wondering, can we restart because we're playing RM with all of these settings?
Oh, we're playing RM. Oh, you're right. Yeah, this is weird.
What?
It's weird to start. This is strange.
I love this. I love this.
I love playing myself. Random map with a really weird format, but yeah, that's not a bad idea. All right, I'm going to bail. Bailing. Sorry, everybody. Close. Good game. Okay, well, if you want to join, come on, jump on into... Uh-oh. Yes, cancel.
You know what? There's a victor for me. I had the highest score.
Wow.
Mixer.com/Relic Entertainment. Mixer.com/Age of Empires. Is the good place to go. Here, let me refresh my games. I'm going to jump in here as spectator. And we'll get going here. Boom. Spectator slot. Yeah, love it. Oop, nope. Staying off of teams because we have learned that can cause all kinds of nonsense. Kinzo Plus, good to have you. Ethu, good to have you. Elliot, back in game. If you guys want to jump in, it's not too late, but it will be soon. So random map, random, large. So we got to change these settings or jump into a death match. Am I wrong?
Settings are fun.
I would like playing random map explored with starting in the post-Iron Age.
Yes. We get slow build up to the big finale.
We got a Wololo from Kirsch. Joe Death, good to see ya. Next wave of insider invites for Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition are coming out next week.
What?
That's right.
What?
It's coming out next week.
Sounds exciting.
Yep. We're very excited. So make sure that you guys are signed up for the Age of Empires Insider Program. Make sure you've got your Steam profile linked. We are starting our beta on Steam. That's where we're starting our playtest first.
Yep.
So that's the place to be. Boom, ready up, ready. Love it.
All right, Elliot gets his non-gimp game.
Yay, okay. All right. So we switched to deathmatch. I understand now. I was like, this is super weird. This is not random map settings.
No, right?
All right, GM Evangelos jumped in as Babylonian. We've got Macedonians for Elliot. We've got the Assyrians and Sumerians. Elliot and Evan, you guys are on a team together?
Are we?
Is that right?
That's kind.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Oh, okay. Maybe I was...
It's me and Yathu.
All right. And we got a lion. Lion v. Villager. Who will win? We already know the answer to this. That villager is impeccable. Look at those muzzles. That villager cannot be beat. Those are some swole villagers over here. What's going on here? We've got stable. We've got a ballista tower. These villagers getting on out of there. Saying, we don't want this. All right, Ethu and Evan. No. Ethu and Elliot. That's what's going on here.
Evan cool. Just so. Came into my base, took my. Okay, I see what I was doing.
Sorry, what?
The Assyrians are archer civilization. All of those chariot archers, those stables, Those are the things we want to look out for. Or, sorry, the chariot archers, the horse archers from the Assyrians popping out already from these archery ranges. It's going to be some good times. Meanwhile, already got scythe chariots coming down from the Sumerians. Let's go ahead and check that in-game technology tree. Check out what's going on here. Hang on a second. There it is. Okay, I found it. stone throwers, good seed civilization. Stone throwers, heavy catapult. That's the stuff to look for. Don't have that Helepolis or even a ballista, really. But those they will take down your walls all day long. They're also a good heavy horse archer sieve. And they got those scythe chariots ready to rock whenever you got them. So this is a nice little counter for quick unit coming in, dropping these Helepolises, stopping, because once you get up a big old group of Helepolises, you don't want to be down there anymore. You don't want to be around. So you stop them from massing before too long. Plus, I mean, they're expensive. 80 gold each. That's a lot. Is Ethu going to be able to recover? It's sort of in a weird situation right here. Geographically, this is a strange place. He's got rushed by these scythe chariots. The economy already going down as these villagers go, but these horse archers and all of this is a really good, like, this economy over here, there's no economy, sorry, this base over here seems to be in a slightly better situation. So this might be a situation where we just sort of see red sort of sweep down the corner of the map there to the middle of the map, a little bit closer to his buddy, Elliot. Meanwhile, Elliot versus Evangelos, hoplites versus armored elephants versus ballista towers. Those armored elephants, Elliot's favorite. I don't know why people don't just automatically build priests in any game against Elliot, because you know those armored elephants are going to make an appearance, and you want to just convert those elephants. Just keep on getting those elephants. Make him pay for it.
Stop giving people ideas.
Well, I mean, these ballista towers are doing fine work as well, but these armored elephants they're really good value for what they give you. I mean, 40 gold, 170 food is a lot of food, but food is relatively easy to come by. Meantime, take a look at this map. This map has weird. This continent map has a weird. Or no, it's not a continent map. Goodness gracious. Gracious me, it is a little early for me still. Sorry, folks. Meanwhile, oh my god, these armored elephants have broken through those ballista towers. They're going to take out these academies. No more pointy stick men coming out of those academies. They're going to have to rebuild that. Evan dropping down another line of ballista towers, falling back to his second line of defense. Not as good a choke point, this one. So we might see these elephants make it around before they can actually get through. And that one just pops on through. Barely even had the stakes in the ground. The stakes in the ground are a little bit triggering for me right now. I've been building a shed in my backyard, so I've got the whole site staked out. I've probably spent like 15 hours digging things just this week.
Actually?
Oh my goodness gracious. I'm very sore. On my hands, it's like my hands are sore. Like I've, you know, there have been times in my life when I've worked out a lot and I've lifted weights and stuff, but never before have like my hands been, just from like gripping a shovel, have they been so painful. I'm gonna check back in with chat. How are you guys doing? Fooled in chat, how's it going? Maybe I should unmute the stream. What? I've been fooled. I keep the air here full for your entertainment. I cannot believe.
You did the monks. Get him. Get the monks. No, Evan, why?
We got a Wololo. A traitorous armored elephant from Evan, for Evan. And that priest is not going to do well under that ballista tower. That's okay.
I don't think we're having a happy time
here. you know, this is going great. I am going to check in on the action midway in the middle of the map right now, because Kenzo Plus has not let up on Ethu this entire time. These horse archers trying to get in, but oh my gosh, oh, such value. Look at that. Oh my gosh, this splash damage from these heavy catapults. Gotta split up your forces a little bit more. This is where that split command that people keep asking for, getting that micro, really doing those those formations would be super, super helpful. But in Age of Empires 1, all you can do is just try and like do it manually, basically. Try and keep people, keep juking, because, oh, if you gather up your units against these siege units, oh, that's painful. That's painful. That's going to be tough for Ether to come back from. Had this been a random map, these triremes would have been a whole lot more relevant. There is a lot of economy to be had out on the waves, but it's just food. You know, it's just food. Nobody else is really challenging Ethu for the waves. And the gold spent on these triremes might have been... Oh, I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. The wood spent on these triremes might have been better used to build up the economy somewhere else because, oh my gosh, he's just been rushed and rushed and rushed. This has been a brutal attack by Kinzo Plus, and Ethu is managing it very... very well, but I think this is a situation where that's not going to be enough. He's going to need some help from his buddy Elliot, who it appears has wiped Evangelos almost entirely off the map, and now he's just looking. Now he's searching. You got scouts going around everywhere, every which way, searching for this. Ethu, taking advantage of the newly open map in the corner. And Evan doing what Evan does, getting some work done.
Never give up.
Never give up, never surrender. I love it. Beautiful, dropping some ballista towers, dropping a little bit. And uh-oh, there they are, there's the catapults. The cavalry has arrived, so what is going to happen? That was a good Zerg rush, GG, says Kirsch. Pro, says Hefixus. When does Age Definitive Edition come to Steam? We have not announced a release date for that yet. But there will be some tests happening on that before too long. So if you are signed up as an Age of Empires insider, when those playtests begin, you will get a notification. You will be able to sign up for those if you want to. So go to ageofempires.com, sign up as an Age of Empires insider. That's going to get you the early communications, especially around those playtests. Wow, what headshot from downtown on that priest. You cannot wallow a flaming boulder, folks. It's just not going to work. Meanwhile, ballista towers coming up. This is... Ethu is treating this as a new front. This is a full-on front. And Ethu, look at what has happened in this game to Ethu. Ethu started over here, just got demolished, moved bases over to here in the middle of the map, got demolished there, has started an entirely new base. Most players by now would have GG'd or whatever, but this is a healthy-looking military outpost here. There's not much economy to speak of, which is admittedly a problem, but...
what is going on here?
These military buildings are something else. Meanwhile, elephants going down. Did we get some a little lag here? Okay, cool. I was wondering if the game was over. Artifacts have been captured. Let's see an artifacts victory. Come on, folks. Let's hear it in chat for the artifacts victory. It'll happen. Armored elephants jumping in, just doing their work. Elliot was a little late to the party here, I think, between Kindle Plus and Ethu, but has shown up with a bag of chips to share with everybody, which is my strategy for the party. Come late, bring a bag of chips. Everybody appreciates chips. This is some serious action here. These heavy horse archers penned in. They're just begging for a couple of those heavy catapult shots to come in and just wipe them off the map. Look at all that gold. Like, it's gotta be, what, 600 gold? Just hanging out right there in one easily splash damageable area. And these poor, poor elephants just like hanging out. Just an elephant. Conscientious objectors, all these other elephants coming out here like, hey, get a job. It's not happening. Wow, this is some good stuff.
Quite the flood in here right now.
Look at this.
I'm sorry, Kinzo. I took over your space.
Ellie did a great job. This priest isn't even gonna, oh no, he's only at 80%. Only at 80%. Oh, the ballista towers needed to support him so he could convert that legion. He just didn't have enough faith. Not enough faith.
Not enough faith.
Heavy catapult, priest, all the good stuff coming down. Boom, headshot. What is happening here? This is a heck of a deathmatch, you guys. I'm really enjoying watching the dynamics here. I would have sworn that Ethu was completely finished once over here and then another time over here, but Ethu is on the attack. And what's more, supported by these elephants and this catapult, they're making progress. They're making progress. Kenzo Plus taking some damage. Evan taking some damage. Got that temple, got that market. That's all you need. That's all you need. Not entirely clear whether Evan has any villagers. Oh, yep, there they are.
Not entirely
of course.
Clear.
Yeah,
not
okay,
entirely
cool.
Clear.
Yeah, not entirely
clear.
The
clarity of this situation is panning out as
but
we go.
But as expected, longtime fans of the stream will know that when all is lost, just build a wonder. What's the worst that could happen? Meanwhile, these legions getting uncomfortably close to all up in Kenzo Plus's base. What will happen? How will it work? We've got legions versus centurions. These centurions are going to be able to 1v1 these legions, even especially just under those towers. Those legions not going to have enough HP to really take them out. They've got equivalent HP with the Roman Legion, sorry, the Assyrian Legions down here, but they've just got better attack, they've got better armor, they're just not gonna match up one-to-one. The advantage of those Legions is they're a little bit cheaper, faster to make, but they are just not gonna match up overall. Meanwhile, these Ballista Towers, this group of Ballista Towers really does need backup from Siege if they're gonna make any progress here. This is, I'm afraid, good Centurions thrown after bad if they don't do anything here, although they are going to get some value out of these heavy catapults. We're going back and forth on these artifacts. I'm just tearing my hair out here. Hello, everybody. I have not checked in for a minute. We got Christina from Mixer in chat. She's dropping some stickers, dropping a Mixer heart, dropping a pizza. We've got a hype sandwich from Hefixus. Am I saying Hefixus right? I'm going to go with Hefixus. I know it's sub hype, but I call it a hype sandwich. I love it. We got Matt in chat. Stop making me hungry, please. Matt's hungry for a hype sandwich. Haven't had breakfast yet. Green Gaming, hello, Shaky Jimmy. Where do I buy it? Where do I buy it? Shaky Jimmy, you're already on the Mixer page. You can buy it right here. There's a link on the Mixer page to the Windows Store. You can get Age of Empires Definitive Edition, currently a Windows 10 exclusive, but not for long. You will be able to buy it on Steam. We announced that pretty recently. Very exciting. And the date for that hasn't been announced, but if you sign up as an Age of Empires insider, when we start doing playtests for that, when we get people going for that, you will be the first to know about it. You will hear about it, and we will get you you'll have the first opportunity to sign up as a participant for the Steam release when that happens, which won't be too far away. So we will need your help. The way you can help us produce and test and make our games the best games they can, join the Age of Empires Insiders. We've got a beta going on now for Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition. We showed some of that stuff at Age of Empires on the E3 stage for Age of Empires, which was super awesome, super great to have Age of Empires on the E3 stage. If you told me back when I started as community manager in 2015 that we'd be on the E3 stage, I would not have believed you. It had just been so long. It was so great. Like, things have just changed. And there it is. The dream is real. I didn't want to say anything in case it didn't happen. But those hanging gardens cannot be beat. Look at that wonder. That is just beautiful. So many stairs. You really get your steps in there. This guy, this woodcutter, he's gonna be doing laps up and around that, getting those stair steps in, getting his Rocky theme going, plugging in his Fitbit. Oh, sorry, Fitbit's from Age of Empires 2. I forgot.
Right.
Yeah. It's one of the new research.
Slow down there.
Yeah, it's one of the new researches that you can do at the blacksmith. It's the Fitbit. It doesn't do anything, it doesn't up your villagers, but it does at the end of the game, it gives you a little step count for how far your villagers went.
I like that. My villagers love rolling around maps. Like whenever I'm playing, they are always doing way more exploration than is healthy.
All right, and these scythe chariots charging the big rocky, big old rocky towers full of pointy arrows. Horses do not like pointy things. We have established this. Gonna get a little bit of value out of these, but these scythe chariots are gonna get dismantled before too long. Evangelos is somehow still alive in this game. I'm not gonna say shocked, but awestruck, dumbstruck. There's a lot of different things going on here. How you guys doing? Thanks for dropping our stickers, our skills, and chat. We love having you guys. We got, man, what is this? Donut Squad, what have you dropped in here? It looks like a bunny with a ketchup hat on. Like a little ketchup thing on a bunny. I don't know if I'm supposed to be like getting a pun out of these or not.
I'm just running around building wonders, man.
Arc Survivor just dropped a happy stone. Happy rock. Fixus. It's lovely to have you guys in chat. This is really one of the highlights of our week. Excuse me. Helium Grande. Sorry, Grandy. Can't find the link. Shaky Jimmy can't find the link. Can somebody help Shaky Jimmy out with the link to the Age of Empires Definitive Edition on the Windows Store so Shaky Jimmy can download, jump in on our next game whenever that happens. We play here 10 to 11 every week. Is this guy still standing? Is Wonder still standing? We've got a Wonder countdown. We've got an honest to God Wonder countdown, folks. We are a quarter of the way through the Wonder victory countdown. Is it going to happen? Is it going to happen? Not if these elephants have anything to say about it. These legions coming in, trying to take out those elephants, but fighting elephants is a bad idea, especially when you're behind a ballista tower. And these elephants even pushing further back, getting rid of the rear guard here before they move back along. Elliot dropping more ballista towers in. Oh my goodness, what a rush! What a rush of scythe chariots all at once. That was a beautiful thing to behold. And they're going, but they are just gonna be taking down these ballista towers. They're saying, not today, this is not gonna be the place where we hit. They wanna push Elliot further back. Do not wanna fall to these ballistas. The ballistas for the Macedonians do not get the Helepolis upgrade. So they're not going to be quite as dangerous, but you don't need the Helepolis upgrade when you're fighting with armored elephants there. Boom. T-West says there's an old PS2 port if you want a console version. The answer is Age of Empires on Xbox. The answer is no. It is on Windows 10 right now. It is coming to it is coming to Steam before too long. What's the date? You don't know yet. We haven't announced it. But follow us on Age of Empires, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Mixer, Instagram, all the places, / Age of Empires, official Age of Empires. Check us out there, ageofempires.com. Go say hello to our lovely, beg your pardon, volunteer mods. We just launched a Discord.
We launched a Discord.
Beg your pardon, folks.
Joe's trying to breathe.
Yeah.
And we got a GG from Kinzo.
Kinzo. Oh my gosh. Kinzo. All right. It is up to Evan. Evan now carrying his team. He's got nothing but Sumerian ballista towers and this one centurion. Kinzo, why? You're halfway to a wonder victory. I don't know. I don't know that the roll was really slowing here. I think maybe it was Kinzo decided it was an inevitability. Excuse me. Will Age of Empires ever be on Xbox, similar to Halo Wars? Well, I would say never say never, but this is not the place where we would announce that. If that was the case, you would want to check out ageofempires.com. You would want to check out our our social. You'd want to check out all of that stuff. But what I will say is that our designers, our developer team really felt very strongly that Age of Empires is a PC title. You know, we started on PC. This is our home. This is where we we've been the whole time. And so we really wanted to make sure PC gets nailed right. And I guess that's all we got to say about that. More information, if ever, will be available on ageofempires.com. But if you're an Age of Empires insider, you'll hear about it first. So that's the place to be. You do have to be 18. You have to sign an NDA to become an Age of Empires insider so that we can tell you all of the cool, juicy gossip that we don't talk about on even on our social channels. Repairman, man, all the way over here, checking out, building new houses. You gotta keep those houses going. This wonder, only 800 years. Evan, can you do it?
I don't know. They break through.
I mean, I have a theory.
This is looking real bad.
It's not looking great.
It's not looking fantastic.
It's not looking great.
My house walls.
Oh no.
Beautiful house walls.
All right. Now we've got a race. 700 years left on the wonder. 450 HP left on the wonder. What's it gonna do? Which one's gonna die first?
Guys, let's call it a
draw. I mean, it's pretty clear.
Let's call it a draw.
Thank you very much.
Draw.
Let's call it a draw. Hey, he's going for the... No! Oh, what a world. Oh, and that's a GG from GM Evangelos. Well done. He went for the time-tested Elliot strategy.
It's easy wonder approach.
Diplomacy just before you lose. It's like, wait a minute. We can talk this out. All you really had to do was get the peace talk started, call a ceasefire for the next 800 years.
Yeah.
That's all you had to do.
That's all I needed.
Just by time. Oh, what a heartbreak.
That long purple line.
What a heartbreak.
Game, guys.
Had Christina from Mixer drop in a panda sticker for us. Thank you very much. That's a GG from Hefixus, too. Thank you. This match is on its way to becoming an instant classic, says Jeff from Edmonds. Jeff from Edmonds, it is good to have you back in chat. There are some folks who have been here with us for a long, long time. Elliot's in chat saying, What is happening? So we're going to get another game started here. We are dead on at 10:29, so that was half of our allotted time there. Perfect. Boop. Nope. There it goes.
Let's see if we can get a full game going.
If you
select for more.
All right. Yeah, so we've got... we can get up to a 3v3 if y'all wanted to jump in. Boom, boom, boom.
Ooh, the unnecessary shade here. Kinzel, I wouldn't say that. Evan's actually pretty good.
I would agree with whatever Kinzel said.
Kinzo, yeah, Kinzo says they recruited someone worse than Elliot so that Elliot would have a chance.
That is fair. It's very fair. Cheers to you, Kinzo.
Yeah, if people don't know, the way we recruit people to join our team is that you have to play one-on-one against me.
Okay.
That's the requirement.
So we didn't screen for actual skill, but one thing that was required was being a good sport. Because we fully expect that everybody on the community team is just going to get crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed. We expect to get crushed. Dust Yukiko. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the stream. I'm not sure I've seen you in the game before, but it is good to have you. Woo! And we'll see if that ping resolves before too long. Mm-hmm. Naganyan dropped a... it's an Xbox One party hat. I love it.
Welcome
I love
back,
it.
Kinzo. Actually, if this is the case, 2v2v2, I think, is probably the best approach.
Sounds good to me.
2v Cool Gamers on a team.
Cool Gamers not on a team.
Oh, I see how it is. Oh, we have to select team then, right?
That's right. Kinzo, Antares, Ethu. All right, let's get a 2v2v2 together. Get everybody to select their stuff. Boop.
What do people like? Highland?
I will wait up. Yeah, Deathmatch on Highland is a classic. Classic. Everybody's sort of having trouble connecting to Kinzo right now. So we will see if that looks like that resolved. Oh my gosh. And do we have 2v2v2? We do. Oh my gosh. I'm ready. Oh my gosh.
Dust, I hope you're ready for this.
It's going to be real.
Probably
going to
be a wonder drop somewhere.
Dust is an unknown. Dust is unknown here. So who knows?
Ooh, Dust with the...
I believe Dust is new to the stream, so this All is right. this
He's
is real. Thank you everybody
Hazel.
Who jumps into us. Oh, we got an aid package.
Nice.
We got an aid package from Hifixus.
Is that from me?
I believe so. We've
I
got
hope
an
for me.
By the way, folks, if we've got interactive up, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier. We don't. So we don't. So, by the way, we don't have interactive up, but sometimes we do. And in those cases, you can change the lights here in the studio. You can play some sounds on our soundboard. Trust us. It's really cool. But come back next week when we will have interactive up. It'll be fantastic. So, let's see what's going on. AoE Ethu jumping in. Babylonians already dropping that barracks. Got didn't get that town center down first. The build order in death matches, typically you want to get those town centers down as
yeah,
early
get,
as possible.
I
but
two town centers dropped. Before I move on to other stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I that's what we usually see here. Ethu went for the barracks first to get that early edge. We'll see if that comes back to him in a bad way. We got Antares as the Sumerians bordering up on Ethu over here. Friendly, not so friendly. We'll see who gets that tower up first. These Babylonian legions hanging up over there. Kinzo Plus. As the Persians getting ready to defend against these legions. There's not a huge army in your base, but can't focus too much on...
Already.
There we go.
Already.
And already dropping the wonder. Doesn't even have enough villagers to build anything, but dropping that wonder. It's how it's happening.
Gotta
it's becoming
the, standard.
The signature move.
The standard is set.
All right.
You're carrying me, man.
Apparently. Dust, meanwhile, coming in as the Greeks. So let's go ahead and check out the Greeks. It's been a while since we've randomed into Greeks. Those academy units, wouldn't usually expect to see those short swordsmen since you don't really get the, even the legions. You can't get Greek legions. The short swordsmen is just your basic Bronze Age thing. What you really want to drop, instead of those barracks, you want to drop those academies so you can get those centurions going as fast as possible. But we got some short swordsmen, nice cheap units. We'll see how those work out. And boom, goes the dynamite. That was a nice long ballista tower shot from Dust's ballista towers. Jumping back into chat, how are you guys doing? Theo Hoax Stable, trees are important. Well said. This was my favorite game back in the day, says Theo Hoax Stable. That's what I hear. You know, every time I wear an Age of Empires shirt, every single time I wear an Age of Empires shirt, there's somebody who recognizes and says, you know what, this is my favorite game, I haven't played it for forever, and they're delighted to find out that they can actually play it now. Some people just don't know that the game's been, it's just been going strong for 20 years. It's only getting bigger. It's getting bigger faster than it ever has before. It's huge. It's massive. Here comes the Legion. A little bit of a lag here. We were having some connection issues with Kinzo Plus earlier on, and Kinzo Plus does seem to have the most units flooding the base. Legions coming in. This is a lot of legions. I have to say, this is more legions than I think I was prepared for. Meanwhile, back down here at the front, between Ethu and Antares. Ethu did some real work last game. Did some serious work flooding with those legions again. Another Babylonian legion flood here. And the thing about legions, especially in a deathmatch, you can just continue to keep throwing them. They only cost 15 gold. Cost 35 food and 15 gold. That's about as cheap a unit as you can put a sword on. Just put a hat and sword on them and they're good to go. And so you can afford to just keep on throwing them at those ballista towers, even though they're gonna lose one-on-one. And Antares now back on his heels, trying to figure out what is going to happen. These horse archers, heavy horse archers, they're going to do some work too. They're sort of at a choke point right now. They really got to get in there and start. I feel like they're overkilling unit by unit, and they really got to. We got to get some micro in here. split up those units and kill more of these legions faster. Now, finally, these legions have determined they're not going to make any more forward progress until they take care of this heavy horse archer threat. So they are walking into that storm of arrows. That is going to be the rest over there. But meanwhile, these legions, like I said before, those legions, they got split into two different armies. This army over here basically has no resistance. No resistance at all. As long as we keep on microing here, keep away from staying too close together, these heavy catapults are not going to be able to do too much at this range. They're going to melt before too long. I say that, but they didn't focus down those heavy catapults, so ultimately these horse archers did catch up with that western flank. All right, let's check back in over here. See what's going on. We got the centurions. We got centurions versus legions versus other centurions. Centurions, they're hoplites. Excuse me, Chosun don't get the centurion upgrade, but those towers, those Chosun towers, you can't beat them. Helepolis upgrades coming in. Coming in just trying to keep everybody off. Meanwhile, where's this wonder? How's it doing? Oh my goodness. Evan, I don't want to tell you how to build your wonder, but I do want to tell you to build your wonder. These guys...
You're a shoutcaster. Get out of here. Go shoutcast again.
I'm just saying these two guys over here
are doing amazing work.
They're just doing great work. I'm loving their ideas. They're idea men.
They believe strongly in the power.
I mean, they're just hitting their hammers on the ground. I don't think that's doing anything. It's not doing anything. Okay, now we're getting some stuff going here. Very nice. Meanwhile, look at this line. It's like a line of ants. It's ants with swords.
Sword ants.
They're sword ants. It feels like every week we get the sword ants up in here. What is this? Carvenin dropping a sticker I've not seen before. I don't even want to speculate as to what this is. It's some kind of mech. Mech? Pterodactyl mech? Pterodactyl robot? Oh, man. I really need like a list of skills. We got Carvenin has dropped a whole bunch of like some kind of fairies who also have, man. All right, I'm doing good. I'm tapping out on naming these stickers right now, y'all. You guys are doing great. You guys are doing great over in Mixer Chat. It is good to see you. Hey, by the way, I didn't say hello to most of the people in Twitch chat. It is good to see you folks. Sinistro, Hood Cram.
Hi, Twitch friends.
Ninja and Ultra Slam. Ultra Slan ND, how you doing? It is good to see you. Sir Zayed asks, when is Age of Empires 4? I don't know, new people coming into chat all the time. We love it, we love having you here. This is why we stream, so that you guys come in, hang out with us, we can answer your questions, like, when is Age of Empires 4 coming? Elliot, what's the latest on that?
No comment. It'll come when it comes.
You heard it here first, folks. You're not going to hear it here first. Follow us on Age of Empires at Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Mixer, Instagram, all of the places. Check out our Discord, ageofempires.com. That's where that stuff's going to be.
What?
Not right here. Not right here.
Wonder's up, baby.
You will not hear it here first. Wonder is up. And now what are all these guys going to do? What are they going to do for the next 2,000 years?
I don't know.
What are they going to do? It's just like, they should have a launch party, first of all. Like, celebrate your successes. It's very important.
That's very important.
It's very important. As a team, you want to celebrate. But then they will slowly realize that they are completely trapped.
Yep.
And there's nothing that they can do.
This is their world now.
This is their world.
They're going to be in the wonder and be wondrous.
They're just
going
to be wonderful.
As wondrous people do.
It's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. So, Dust Yukiko and GM Evangelos, currently second in score out of three teams.
See, look at that. Look at that.
You guys are doing great.
Living the dream.
You guys are living the dream. So now the question is, now that they've painted the targets on their backs, will they be able to defend? And you know what? They are not in a terrible position right now. Looks like they're actually hoplites. And the Centurions are pushing back the line, pushing back the archery ranges from Kinzo Plus, pushing back those guard towers. Taking control of a little more of the map, and the more buildings you can put between you and your enemy, the harder it's going to be for your enemy to get in there. There are a couple of good choke points. There's a nice little walled choke point here, down here. This is a very, very, very wallable position for down to the south here. Those trees are all over the place. Very nice. So I'm gonna say that I think they're in a pretty good position. Probably the western flank here is the most.
And we have a resign.
Oh, we got a GG from Kenzo and Antares. Oh my gosh, Kenzo and Antares, we're taking serious heat from the legions, Ethu's legions, over here on that side. And they just weren't able to take the pressure. So that's why Dust and GM Evangelist were able to push back so far to the west. But now, here come the sword ants.
Sword ants.
We got more Wonder sword ants.
Simply right off the sword ants.
And, of course, two artifacts, which very important. Very important to get those artifacts early and keep them with your army. Because otherwise, they will just continue to not do anything. All right, what Age of Empires is this? Asks 420 all day.
Thank you, 420 all day.
This is Age of Empires Definitive Edition. It is on Windows 10 right now. You can buy it on the Microsoft Store. Soon you'll be able to buy it on Steam.
Danger Center, Danger Center.
Danger, danger. All right, all of these legions, there are they going to be able to funnel through this area? This is also a pretty wallable situation here, but it's too late once the legions have made it in.
Elliot has doubled down on the nasties.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here come the Helepolises.
Helepolai.
Yeah. Danger, danger. Fortnite Pro, how's it going? It is good to see ya. X-Link. Good to see y'all. Thank you for coming in. Age of Empires Definitive Edition. You guys can jump in anytime if you have HDE. We stream here every week at 10 on Thursdays. We're very excited. And we love having you guys. So here's what's going on. We are seeing some serious progress being made by all these centurions, all of the Helepolises.
Some really serious
progress. Elliot's Greek Helepolises and centurions are just doing some dirty, dirty business. These Babylonian legions are seriously are gonna make some serious progress. By the way, do we have Arc Ninja in chat right now? Because I just want to take a moment to look at this farm placement.
Ooh.
Just for a minute.
Ooh.
Just like
screen cap it.
Just look at the way this has been laid out. Like
some fine farm placement.
This is good. I mean, I mentioned I was building a shed in my backyard, so I've been doing some like some Pinteresting on landscaping, things like that. And I just gotta say, this whole base, it's a very satisfying layout. I think Elliot, you have just outdone yourself on this. My compliments to the architects.
I gotta make sure.
And these rows of trees that you've got on all of your academies, you know, it's just, you don't necessarily need them, but it's just nice. It's just, it adds flavor. I just love what you've done with the place. These potted plants over here, oh, beautiful. All right. The Centurions, I think you are running out of wall, my friend. We're gonna need something else going on here. These fortified walls are fortified in the incorrect direction for these guys. Looks like there is. Oh, there's a little gap there. There's always a gap in the wall. Look at that. There's always a gap there. Although there is a slightly bigger gap over here, I will admit. This is a slightly larger gap in the wall. Oh, it's getting uncomfortably close. And we're on a ruins timer. We're on a ruins timer for Elliot. I almost would rather see a ruins victory than a wonder victory right now. This is amazing. I don't think we've ever seen a ruins victory happen. During this time, we got Nico Gotsis. Hello, hello. On behalf of all Greeks, I must say I'm proud to see it. Welcome from Greece. Let's see. Eraser says, would you prefer Age 3 DE or Age of Empires 4? Well, good news. You don't have to choose. Age of Empires 3 Definitive Edition has already been announced. Was announced a while ago. So both things are happening. It's happening. You don't have to choose. But which one are you more excited for? I would like to hear. If you guys are super excited about Age of Empires 3 Definitive Edition, I'd love to hear it. Your guys are making friends with those legions. They're not, that's not gonna go well. We are to the last, we are down to the last fortified wall. We've got 700 years left. What you do? Oh my goodness.
I hate to say this, but I'm bringing the cavalry.
Oh no!
Not to go. Bringing a bunch of catapults.
Oh no!
Look at the ruins victory, done! Gone!
The ruins victory!
Nothing
the
main... leaving anymore!
That'll sap their morale. Good job, going for the morale play. This is wise, getting these heavy catapults in here, but they've got to delete, they've got to get in through this fortified wall. They've got to stop this choke point. These legions, just looking for a hole, they're down to 600 years. This is brilliant. This is actually getting a little bit scary here. The Centurions, are they gonna be able to push in? The Helepolises, are they gonna be able to push in? We gotta get those siege weapons in there because this is an absolute choke point. This is a great place to be dropping those siege weapons, dropping those heavy catapults, getting that splash damage. Because they have to, oh my gosh, are they gonna make it? This is crazy. We're down to under 600 years. What is gonna happen? Eraser, what? I completely missed the H3 DE announcement. I'm hyped. Be hyped. It is happening. Bring the popcorn, says Nico Joseph. This is where the action is. The fortified walls coming down. They're coming down. Coming down, 500 years left.
If this is the moment, Dust.
This is it. Oh, and those first catapults are. Oh no, the first catapults, they're in range. They're in range. Under 400 hit points left. Under 400 hit points left. Just under 500 years left. I don't think they're gonna do it. These repairmen. Swinging those hammers. Swinging those hammers as fast as they can. What is gonna happen?
No,
what is gonna happen?
No!
Oh, that destruction animation, you just can't beat it though. Gosh, that's pretty. Gotta love that destruction animation. Oh, and that's a GG.
Dust, we did great work. Thank you for playing with me.
Good work. That was something else. Well done, everybody. Oh my goodness gracious. And that was GG from GM.
The closest we've come to the brilliance of that victory.
That was a heck of a victory. I think we have had a wonder victory on here before, just not not from us.
It's been hard.
It's always hard to get it.
We've done it before. It's you know what? Honestly, I will give full credit to you.
Nojnovin, hello on Twitch. Hello. Hello, Diseased Newt. Heck of a name. We got a lot of great handles coming in here.
Oh, need that other team to sweep in there and distract these two.
That was a great play. Great playing, and now Dust is on his own. That is beautiful. We are down to about 10 minutes left in stream over here. So I'm not sure what we do with that. Should we do like a quick like deathmatch?
We do a very tiny map.
Tiny map, turn on cheats or something like that? I don't know. What do you want to
do? We still got 2v2. Kinzopolis hasn't given up yet.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I don't know if Antara's GG'd out, but he's up here. He's keeping things going.
I'm sorry about that. I did jump out of the...
I hate to say this, but I think it's pretty much GG.
I think it's pretty strong. Elliot's got a very strong house layout here. He's got a very
absolutely
beautiful,
yeah, totally
village.
Gorgeous.
Lots of lines.
There was a lot of lines there. Why don't we start up a new one here?
And it's game over.
Yeah, that's GG. Thank you, everybody. Tiberius asks, has Age of Empires ever thought of consoles? That question has been considered. Absolutely, it has been considered. In fact, Age of Empires did come out on a console. Game Age of Empires 2 did have a console release back in the PlayStation 2 era.
You know, I actually never tried it on console.
I've never played it. Widely considered very difficult to play, I believe.
What are we doing? Tiny map?
Yeah, let's get.
Oh,
it was already open. I'm sorry, I messed up. Teeny tiny map. Let's just roll. cool gamer tripped into the right spot.
So let's do free for all if we can opening too.
FFA, yeah, let's do it. Whoop, up. In my rush.
Open.
All right.
We got lots of open slots here. Go, guys.
Ethu, GM, Elliot, Ethu. Dust is back in the game. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome.
See, Dust, you are my MVP. That's all that matters. Thank you, Dust.
Thank you. If you guys want to jump in for this last 10-minute little game.
Ethu, thank you for ruining my dreams. It was well done.
Kenzo Plus says Age 2 has been to console already and we already forgot about it. Yeah, back in the PlayStation 2 game, PlayStation 2 days. Definitely, we feel that. All right, let's go ahead and give them another 30 seconds and then ready up because we got to be in and out before the sword ants come.
Free for all, free for all, free for all.
I think we're good, actually. We can just ready up now.
Readying okay,
up.
Let's do it. Ready, boom.
Locked in. Like dust. The floods are coming.
Let's go, Dust.
The ants are coming to our studio. We need you now.
Dust.
Ooh,
dust,
this is actually dust. a new request. I don't think we've actually got this request on this stream before. Stream Rise of Nations. Rise of Nations. One of those. Rise of Nations is a great game. It's one of those Age of Empires. It's one of those Microsoft Studios RTS games. Just hasn't been as famous. It didn't do quite as well as, like, it hasn't gotten all of the support that it needed over the years, maybe to do quite as well as Age of Empires, but oh my gosh, Rise of Nations is a fun game. Maybe we will do a Rise of Nations. You know what? I bet Rise of Nations would be really fun to stream for, like, an Extra Life or something like that. Definitely do one of those. Let's see. We got Dust Yukiko as the Assyrians. We got Ethu dropping stables right next to the Assyrian archery ranges and a Ballista Tower. Which one's going to get built first? Dropping that stable, then the Ballista Tower, making sure that archery range stays under. And he's going to have to back off of that Ballista Tower because that chariot archer coming in, bringing that trash. We got four players on a two-player size map. This is going to be close. Physically, I mean. Getting those gold miners. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is a disaster. This is painful to watch. Elliot, you must immediately fix the situation. Those gold miners are walking about a million miles to get to their next place.
What were they doing?
They walked like all the way around. Oh my gosh. Look at this. Put them out of their misery. Yes, thank you, chariot archers.
I might die already. Dust is already.
Oh, that was hilarious. Okay, good. We've got an armored elephant from GM Evangelos. Persian elephants coming in. Dropping that guard tower. Let's check that technology tree. I can't remember the last time we jumped in as the Persians. Boom, elephant units move 20% faster, which is good for this kind of map. Those hunters, I don't know if we'll even get to a point where we have an economy before some of these things are decided, and those triremes are not going to show up on this map unless you dig yourself a pond. Those armored elephants coming in. Getting ready. Taking down this Elliot storage pits from this side. Meanwhile, what's going on up to the north? We've already got these ballista towers coming down. Taking out, getting aggressive on these chariot archers. Those chariot archers don't have a lot of health. They are really a strike from a distance thing. They're not as able to get in there and take out those ballista towers, which are going down very, very, very slowly. Oh my goodness gracious. Oh my goodness, that pierce armor is just not gonna, like, on the, it's a building, you know what I mean? Like, those buildings are just, they're just too tough to really get things going. Meanwhile, these chariot archers picking off some easier targets. These centurions, not gonna be long for this world, comparatively, but they do have a whole lot of,
Evan, what do we have to do to not fight each other?
I don't know, maybe you shouldn't incur my space.
Yeah,
what are you doing up here?
Oh, incur your space, I mean,
I'd argue
Evan, objectively, you are objectively up in Elliot's business. Yeah. This is a very, like, Manifest Destiny way of looking at, like, you are.
I believe chat would have said, I'm in your base, and would have been right.
You are in my town.
Yeah, well, that's because you picked a fight.
Nico says, come on, guys, I'm at work, and now I want to go home and play.
That's a good thing.
Why wait to go home? Why not just play at work? Play all
no,
the
no
time.
Deal.
No, do your work. Do your work. stay healthy. <It's laughs> Get your thing. And then play your game,
you're
man.
There.
Elliot, building a wonder.
Elliot,
it is
I'm
time.
I'm proud of you.
We've
Elliot.
Got 3 minutes.
You.
We've got 3 minutes to resolve. 3 minutes to resolve. Armored elephants coming in, doing their work, doing what they do. Getting stabbed. Okay, cool. That looks like the end of that wave of elephants for from Evan. But not from Ethu. Here comes the elephant cavalry.
Ethu, go kill Elliot. Elliot.
Armored elephants now turning away from Dust Yukiko, who's no longer posing much of a threat, but does have these temples down. I'm not sure if those temples were seen, but that could change the threat perception if these elephants are coming down through Ethu's Dust Yukiko's base and getting converted. Would be helpful. Meanwhile, oh my gosh, everybody's coming down on Elliot. What is happening? This elephant coming down, and Evan is gonna need to start paying attention to some defense here before too long, I would imagine. Every team, despite this being a very tiny map, everybody's done a pretty good job of getting a defense up early, except Dust Yukiko did kind of get knocked down early on those scythe chariots. I did think those, the chariot archers, I did think those chariot archers were gonna get in before these ballista towers could go up and really do some damage. But once those ballista towers went up, those chariot archers just need a little bit more backup. They're not able to fire fast enough. They're not able to put out enough damage to outshoot those ballista towers, which gave Ethu enough time for those armored elephants to really come in and mop up, because those chariot archers are cheap, but not super, super effective. I really appreciate the rebalancing, because it used to be so, so strong. And here come those priests. They've already got one armored elephant. Can they get a second? Nope. Really got to pick a target there. Can they get a second? They need to get that second armored elephant. Oh, and they really should have gotten one with a little bit more health to him. That's all right, though. You got to keep those armored elephants where you can. Continuing to drop those temples. Now Ethu the jig is up. Those armored elephants coming in, destroying those temples, trying to stop the bleeding for those armored elephants. But those converted elephants, even with their 18 HP, they're gonna continue doing some work. We are at 1 minute until prime time. I can already hear the armored sword ants marching to kick us out of this studio. So we are gonna have to go before we see the exciting conclusion to this 1v1v1v1. But if you want to go watch the rest of it, this is gonna be at mixer.com/relicentertainment. I believe we are streaming there right now. Is that correct, Elliot?
Yes, that is correct.
Beautiful, beautiful. So we'll go ahead and slap a host on there as well. I just wanna say thank you to everybody here in the Mixer studio. Thank you to everybody who jumped in. Thank you for everybody watching on Mixer, on Twitch. Thanks to everybody who is following us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Mixer, Instagram, all of the places at Age of Empires. Thanks as always to Elliot and Evan. And everybody who is watching, you guys are the reason we do this. You and the Sword Ants, of course. And we will be back next week, same time, same channel. See you then. Goodbye.
See you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.